Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Orchard Music Mind Radio, your airwaves destination for musical collaboration and innovation. A bit of a new format this evening. It's a format that has no topic whatsoever. So tonight we'll be promoting my brand new dedicated music social network, Orchard.social. For the first time since I started this radio show a few months ago. Oh, I have a caller. Hey, hello, is this Philly Flo?
Is this Philly Flo?
Oh my God, it's Philly Flo, everybody.
Ooh. I thought
How
I was going to listen
Flo?
To something first.
Yeah, we're changing it up a little bit tonight.
Well, that's good.
We
it's late.
We have no topic this evening, so it's free flow, open discussion for anything you're thinking about tonight. And we'll be promoting my brand new music social network, Orchard.social, which is sponsoring this television show or radio show, whatever you want to call it. And in addition to the newly defunct Musicians Registry. So, how's everything going for you, Flo?
Not so bad. It's the middle of the night, and I'm feeling all right.
So
what's up with you, Curtis?
Well, you know, working day and night and trying to develop this site so I can make it a little more bright. My world, mostly at night. But, and that feels all right. So, basically, I'm trying to develop this new website on WordPress, and boy, is that complicated, I have to tell you. I am so confused. But, you know, it's up and running. It just doesn't look the way I want it to, and I just can't seem to figure that out just yet. So if you're an IT professional and you're listening to the show, feel free to call in and join the conversation tonight at 347-850-1400. This is Curtis Flow 100 live on Orchard Music Mind Radio. I can certainly use your help and your expertise in building a new and wonderful music social network. I've just been, working a lot lately and trying to figure out why Facebook shut down my page.
Facebook shut down your page?
Oh, yeah. The Facebook Internet Police decided that since, I'm Curtis Flo one day, I'm Musicians Registry another day, I'm Uncle Pimpy a day after that, some days I'm Lost Rider. You know, my identity is so important to them, and my popularity is apparently important also.
Well, I suppose they're policing the fact that, you know, if they just let anybody put felonious stuff on there, it becomes, uncontrollable. Then anybody can put anything up there. So maybe they just don't trust what people do. They're trying to make it, more precise to who that individual is. And I guess that makes some sense.
And someday the government will own the internet. So, who cares who you are? You can't touch the person.
Well, it's their website, so I guess they care. I can understand it.
Well,
if that's what's happening.
I can understand parts of that, I guess. If I was a woman being chased by erroneous Mexicans on the internet and with sexual innuendo, I would certainly be afraid. But you can always delete yourself off of Facebook. The thing is, when someone is creating something that's aside from the usual pornography and ridiculous video postings that are completely uncreative and just plain ridiculous. And, you know, creating a community of like-interest persons, getting support from those people, and putting my face on there almost every other day so people know who I am. Yeah, the name is Musicians Registry, and here's my face. Take a look. This is me. So, you know, Facebook is watching you every day, apparently. So it's an ugly situation. You know, what can you say about that? Here I got somebody that has something to say about that. and that's all I can say about that.
Is that the dogs from my neighbor's yard or yours?
Well, yeah, it probably is. You know, the dogs from your neighbor's yard.
Oh, those damn dogs! Well, it's a shame they took down your page. I suppose there's a right way to do it, and you just got to follow their rules, how they expect to see it, and. You know,
well,
however that is, you must have been breaking the rules, Curtis.
Now, the thing was, it was an account, you see. So now they said, well, you can make it into a page that you yourself, my other ego, Brett Cipolletti, can manage, you see. But no one can find me now. Who wants to know Brett Cipolletti anyway? They just want to know Facebook, I mean, Musicians Registry.
Well, I do believe the way it works, if you have a page off of your Facebook page, off of your basic Facebook page, if you have a business page or some kind of band page off of that name, anything you do off that band page doesn't relate back to your initial profile. So but you have to set up your initial profile and then make a page from that, and then everything you do from that page will be, you know, separate from the initial profile page.
Well, yeah. All those people, the 1,500 people that I had, can't find me now. They didn't know what my real name was.
Well, they wouldn't know.
Yes.
Well, that's a shame. If you had set up a page, you know, I guess Facebook's fallacy is that they let you build this page and run with it for a while before they shut it down, when I suppose they should have some kind of safeguard on the system that keeps you from doing it that way. This way you don't go out and reach a bunch of people with something that you're going to get taken away. Or at least they should have the ability to let you transfer all those people that like that page to your new page that you set up. So, you know, Facebook has a lot to be desired. You know, now that it's a publicly traded company, it's a business now where they're trying to make money, and it's no longer a free networking site, and that's unfortunate. You got chickens over there, Curtis?
Yeah. My other girlfriend, she's trying to call in. I told her don't call me on this number anymore. She's crazy. Anyway, I'm hanging up on her. So, yeah, but that's all well and good, you know. Well, don't worry, I got a page now, and I got a group now, and I got a I got a couple of hundred emails I'm going to flood them with. So, you know, they'll pay in the long run. But anyway, because I have this brand new exciting social network that I'm coming out with. We're going to launch on Independence Day because it'll be independence from Facebook forever. That'll be awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be like Facebook. It's your funeral, Facebook. Oh, yes. Such a sad
Well,
day.
I guess you could have launched it on MySpace.
Yeah, maybe.
And then nobody would know where you're at.
That's true.
Well, that's the nice thing about Facebook. It connects to a lot of people.
Yeah, well,
and that's a shame, man.
That's where all the peoples are. Yeah, you're right about that, you know. And, you know, some people like it. Yeah, well, good for you.
Is that the local train going by?
What?
Well, are you in the same building as Elwood and Jake?
Yeah.
From the Blues Brothers?
And so, yeah, basically, you know, my website is primarily about, you know, the mission is the dedication to unity. And basically a sharing of creative intellect delivered through music and media social networking. So to enable the creation of the highest quality and most innovative music on earth beyond all boundaries. You know, why should we be bound by rules and regulations of other social sites that generally sponsor unethical content and ridiculous video shares? You know, I've seen some of the most pornographic stuff, you know, just north of actual pornography on Facebook. And people
they must be the friends you're friending on Facebook then. All
those
perverts.
Friends of friends, you know? And I asked Mark Zuckerberg, you know, why would you do that? Here's what he had to say. Oh, that's all he had to say. He didn't say shit. Because he's,
Oh, Curtis. Well, you know what, you know, if you're gonna use another company's page to do your business, you got to follow their business rules. You know, unless
exactly.
You could set up your own kind of thing.
Exactly. So there you have it. So I've been talking with some of the people. I had been talking with some of the people, some of my friends that were. On the Musicians Registry page. And, you know, it's a funny thing that Facebook, when they suspended me, they sent me a bunch of pictures and said, identify these people. And it was funny that some of those people were from all over the country. And how could I possibly know them personally? How could I meet them when I don't even drive, for crying out loud? You know, I knew them because I had conversations with them on the internet, and that's how I got to know them. And actually, probably after the second conversation, we were like friends at that point. Actually, what the promotion of Facebook should be and is all about, or maybe not Facebook, but a social network. That's what it's all about, making
friends.
Well,
that's what it used to be about.
Well, now I guess it's only about making a couple of dollars, you know, and
making billions.
Well, here's what they should get. That wasn't it. But
they should get nothing.
Yeah. He should have elephants fart on him or something. Yeah.
Nice.
So, anyway, once we get up and running, we got plenty of, excuse me, got plenty of really nice themes and programs planned. So, and you know, it's going to be one of those where we're going to have to put some filters in there, sure, but I don't think it's going to have to be that tight. Go out and meet people, for crying out loud, you know? And if you don't like being met by a certain person, well, block them or delete them or get off the site altogether. I mean, come on.
I think their business model is flawed in the way that all you really need is multiple email capability. Like if you're with Comcast or Verizon, I know, or probably most email providers, internet providers, they provide you with multiple emails. You can have up to, you know, 5 to 10 emails that they'll let you have with different names, and you can make up a name for each one of those emails. And then you can make up a page on each one of those felonious Facebook posting, you know, profile pages that you have. So, you know, theoretically, if you follow their business model, it's certainly just as easy to scam the system the way they're trying to police it, but you have to follow their rules the way they set it up.
Well, I say... pretty much it's going to be a see you later. I'm pretty sure down the road. You know, I never really wanted to be one of those people, you know, on Facebook, you know, that just that are drooling all day and looking into their phone and just crazy. They can't do anything else but, you know, stare into their phones all day, blue, blue, blue through Facebook. So I never wanted to be that person. And yet, kind of how I got onto Musicians Registry. So, it means... I don't know. You know, all I can say is that make your own thing, invite all your friends, and then invite some more friends, and then make some more friends, and then make your own thing, and then invite some friends on there. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I don't know what you're saying. But...
No, that wasn't a caller. So we're getting down.
Is this
to
why you moved
show?
To the 11 o'clock hour?
What?
Is this why you moved to the later hour? We need a topic, Curtis.
Because the police are looking for me. That's why.
Well, let me ask you this. Has your listenership increased with the time change?
What did you say?
It's the mothership. By moving to the 11 o'clock hour, do you think that's increased your listenership for your radio show?
It's hard to tell. I checked the... people have been listening on Friday. I record on Tuesday. They listen on Friday. So it's hard to say yet, especially with the new format that has no topic. But like I said, we're getting down to the end of the show here, Philly Flow. And, you know, it's always great, by the way, having you on the show, I got to say. So I want to make sure
As opposed to all the other callers.
Yeah, you know. That's why, you know, it almost makes me want to blow my brains out. let me see something here. Yes. So, you know, tonight we're just doing what we want. And that's basically the whole theme about starting a social network is do what you want. Why do I, you know, do a mambo?
Well, I'll tell you what, next time I call in, I'll make sure I have a whole library of sound effects I can play back.
Well, let's see. So, like I said...
May I make a suggestion?
What?
Keep the topics coming in. We like it when you have topics. You were coming up with good ideas.
Yeah,
the topics are informative. This free-form thing is a little crazy.
Yeah, did you hear last week's show?
I did not. I was indisposed last week.
Yeah, because this format's in the toilet.
It is. There's so many things to talk about. There's so many issues that need to be addressed.
Yes, the aliens have stolen my brain for one night. But, anyway, like I said, it's great having you on the show, Flo. And, we got about, I don't know, 4 minutes or something left in the show. I hope that when we get the site up and running that you'll be, you know, one of my first members. Actually, you could go now and be the first member. But, you know, it doesn't really look all that impressive at the moment. Not like it will be looking. Truly amazing. Have so many great plugins and things like that, and I've been trying to do it myself, but if I can keep doing it myself, I'm gonna, you know, shoot myself. So
do it by yourself would narrow would bring your vision into you know, to view, and, you know, often the creator's vision is the best vision. So it's always good to DIY, man, to do it yourself. And this way, you know, the person who invents it gets to really shine and do his thing. So, you know, I expect big things from you in the future.
Well, thanks a lot, Philly Flo. You're going to get it, okay? So,
all right, my friend.
Here we are. Like I said, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. We got about less than a minute. So we're going to be signing off, Philly Flo. I really appreciate you calling up tonight. It's always good to have you. And this is Curtis Flo 100, live on Orchard Music Mind Radio. And thanks for all of our callers and all of our listeners tonight. Join in next week when the topic will be an actual topic. So take it easy.
All right, I'm going to lift into the drift.
All right.
All right, man. Boogly boogly boo. See ya.
See ya.
I would like to begin with a poem in old-fashioned meter. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you.
See the herbs in me and make you understand me again, German.
Get funky, get freaky.
All right, that's our show. This is Curtis Flow 100, and have a good night. Love music, love life.